mentioned that there was this one king, and he made a rule. He made a rule across his country that if anybody gives anything, gives any charity to any poor person, then their hands will be chopped off. In other words, in my country, no one is allowed to give any type of charity to any individual, to any poor person. No one is allowed to, in other words, give any sadaqah to a poor person. It's mentioned that this rule was made and it was followed across the whole country. One day this individual, this woman, it's mentioned about her that a person, he came to her and he said to her, look, I haven't eaten for days, I'm hungry, please give me something for the sake of Allah Azzawajal. Now she remembered the king's order, she remembered that we in this country, we are not allowed to give any sadaqah, we are not allowed to give any charity to any poor person. But that individual, he kept insisting. He said, look, I'm hungry, I'm starving, please give me something for the sake of Allah. Now she had a big heart, she felt sorry for this individual, and it's mentioned that she gave him 2 loaves of bread. Now she broke the country's rule, she broke the law of that country, she broke the law of that king, my dear respected Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. Now after some time passed, and the king was informed that so and so woman, she has broken your rule, she has broken the law, because she has given something, she has given sadaqah, she has given charity to a poor individual. So the king, he sent 2 of his soldiers. They go to that woman, and because she's broken the law, now go and punish her by chopping both of her hands off. It's mentioned that those 2 soldiers come and they chopped the hands of that individual, of that woman off. Now she spent the rest of her life without any hands. Now that king, my dear respected Islam brothers, one day he had this desire that I want to get married to a very beautiful woman. So he went to his mother and he said to his mother that, look, I want to get married, I want a very beautiful woman, please find me a good woman, a beautiful woman that I can get married to. So his mother, she said to him that, look, I know one woman, she's very beautiful, there is no one who is more beautiful than her in our country, but there's one problem with her. He said, what's the problem? She replied that this woman, even though she is so beautiful, both her hands have been chopped off. She hasn't got any hands. So it's mentioned that this woman whose hands were chopped off, she was brought to the king. And then when the king saw her, no doubt her hands were chopped off, because she was so beautiful, the king agreed to marry her. So it's mentioned that they both got married. Now what happened? The king's other wives, they started to get jealous, because she was so beautiful, they also started to get jealous. They used to feed things into the king's ear that, look, your new wife, she's like this, she does that, it's so-and-so defect with her, so-and-so defect, she does this wrong, she does this wrong. But the king, because he loved his wife, his new worldly wife a lot, he continued to ignore all these comments from his old wife. One day, after some time, this king had to go to war. So he left his wife, he left his wives, he left his mother back home. Now what happened? Whilst this king was on a journey in war, it's mentioned that the old wives of this king, they sent him a letter. Look, your wife, she has been very unfaithful. She has now given birth to a young child, to a young baby. Now when the king heard this, he got angry. He sent a letter back to his mother, and he said to his mother that, kick my wife out of my country, kick her out of her house and kick her out of our country. She's not allowed to live in my country anymore. So it's mentioned that that woman, she was kicked out of that country with her child. Now she was continued to live in the jungle. One day she felt thirsty, so she went and she found a stream. Now she's holding a young child. Remember, she does not have any hands. She's holding her young child and she's attempting to get some water from that stream. Now what happened? While she was attempting to get some water from the stream, her young child, her baby child, he fell into the water. Now she's crying. Imagine to yourself, a mother who's lost a child, a mother whose baby has fallen into the water. Imagine what would be going through that mother's mind at that moment in time. It's mentioned she was crying, she was grieved that my child, he's fallen into the water, he's fallen into the stream. So it's mentioned, after some time, 2 young, handsome, beautiful men, they came to the woman and they said to her, why are you crying? Why are you so upset? What is wrong with you? She said to them, look, I was getting water from the stream and my young child, he has fallen into the water. So they said to her, these young 2 men, beautiful men, they said to her, that would you like your child back? Would you like your baby back? She said, yes, I would like my child back. That's why I'm crying, because my child has fallen into the water. I would love my child to come back to me. It's mentioned. Then they asked her, that would you like your hands back? She said, yes, I'm living my life like this, going through various difficulties. I've lost my hands. I would like my hands back. It's mentioned that those two young men, they brought her child alive out from that water. Not only that, that woman, her dua was accepted. Why? Her hands reappeared. She got her hands back. And then there's two women, they gave her baby, and they looked at her and they said to her, they listen, do you know who we are? She replied, no, I don't know who you are. I don't recognize you. You know what they replied? Those two young men, my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, they replied, oh great woman, we are the same two loaves of bread that you gave to a helpless poor person. Subhanallah. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, this is the blessings of sadaqah. This is the blessings of giving in the way of Allah. That when you are going through a hardship, when you are going through a problem, inshallah, azawajal, by the virtue of your sadaqah, by the virtue of you giving charity in the way of Allah, inshallah, your problems, your difficulties, your issues, inshallah, azawajal, they will be removed.